How was the foraging? Did you find what you needed? No. No, I'm fine. I can get up on my own. I'm not quite that feeble yet. I am sorry, my sweet boy. I'm not angry at you. You just wanted to help, and that means the world to me. I am just frustrated, that's all. I am not used to this weakness. I had assumed it would have ebbed by now. And yet, it persists. Not an Ingley. It persists. Come. Embrace me, my darling. I am always soothed by your touch. That is the real magic here. Although, I suppose we should begin work on the potions, shouldn't we? I'm sure you didn't spend an hour in the forest for the scenery. And it's so late already. Let me start the fire. Will you gather the ingredients? Oh, let me see what you have. Excellent. It's all here. You've developed quite the eye for the identification of flora. How was it this evening? You didn't see anything peculiar on your foraging trip? Oh, no reason. I was only wondering. I've seen many odd things in my time in this place. I told you. What you thought you saw was your mind playing tricks. That's all. Why do you continue to question me? I have told you. I do not wish to discuss this. But you do. Even when I tell you otherwise, you persist. Do you love me? You hesitate. No. You did not hesitate before. And you question me, Oh, no. It is nothing. Well, nothing for you to concern yourself with. Simply a side effect I had not properly anticipated. Do me a favor, sweet boy. Go and look at the bottles in the cabinet. The finished potions. Yes. Ahem. Do you see any red bottles among them? Any at all? None. I see. Thank you, my love, for looking. No, that is all I need. Curiosity. I suppose I suffer from it as well. It is unimportant. Do not let it trouble you. I will figure this out myself. No, let us focus on the potions instead, shall we? Here, let me pour in the spring water and bring it to heat. And I will muddle the wormwood for you while you work. What is troubling you, my love? You seem so distant. You did see something this afternoon, then. You lied to me. I did not lie to you. What did... You saw... a villager. That is impossible. Your cousin. They were looking for you. They did not respond when you called for them. Are you sure you did not imagine it? Then perhaps you were mistaken. Stop questioning me, you stubborn boy. Did you ever stop to think what you were asking? Did you ever think that you would be happier with questions unanswered? Your damned curious mind will be our ruin. Don't you see that? Are you truly that blind? Is the truth more important than our love? Our happiness? Are you that selfish? Then, prepare the herbs. Perhaps we should stay this potion. Save it for another day. I am tired and need to rest. You will do it without me? You could have done none of this if it had not been for my sacrifice. Your sacrifice. Of what? Of what is your great sacrifice? Pray tell. A life of mediocrity as the son of a farmer. Oh, such a loss. How you suffer. I will not apologize. It is your fault. You push me to anger with your disrespect and ingratitude. Yes, it was my choice. One I am coming to regret. I do not regret you, my love. You are the best thing in my life, by far. It is just, I did not foresee the consequences. And I realize that I may lose you for my feckless ways. No, you do not understand. But you will. Soon. And I fear you will despise me for it. That is enough. Continue the potion. I will observe. I am tired in so many ways. I have never been so exhausted in all of my years, and so I cannot continue this, shielding you from the truth in protection of a beautiful lie. One you never asked for. It will all make sense soon, my love. And I may only hope that you will show me the mercy that I did not show the others. How rarely I receive guests, and at this time of night. Answer it, will you? Hello, witch. We need to talk.